Queer Music Heritage
on KPFT in Houston.
Hello, this is J.D. Doyle with a Queer Music Heritage New Music Spotlight. My regular show, Queer Music Heritage, is heard monthly on Queer Voices on the fourth Monday of the month. But as that segment is more oriented towards the older music of our culture, I often do not get to feature as many new artists as I'd like. And there are plenty of very talented artists whose work deserves to be shared with our listeners. So this feature is designed to do just that. You get to hear some of the music from the artist's latest CD, along with some interview comments. Tonight's spotlight is on New York artist Allison Tartaglia, and her debut CD is called Ready. I want to quote from a review I wrote of this album earlier this year. Allison Tartaglia brings us her own blend of indie pop that veers into jazz, folk, rock, and funk, delighting at every turn with her edgy lyrics that capture and intrigue and make you smile. Who can resist an album that serves up a song inspired by the British TV show Absolutely Fabulous, and another called Dorothy's Reply, a sassy retort from the Land of Oz that makes you hit replay because you just need to hear those lyrics again. Allison, how would you describe your CD and musical style to someone who's never heard it?
The music on my CD, Ready, has a lot of different influences. I guess I'd mostly say that it falls in a sort of rock-folk genre, but there's a really heavy jazz influence in there as well that comes from the people that I've been playing with for the past couple of years, and all of them come from a jazz background, so that's certainly influenced the flavor of the music on this CD.
Who is your audience?
That's an interesting question. I'm not entirely sure who the audience is. I'm always surprised by some of the people who really latch onto the music and get interested by it. I think it's a slightly older audience. It's at least, you know, college age and older. And the people who like it tend to listen to a really broad spectrum of music. But I also think that, you know, it will be interesting once I hopefully start to travel and play in other cities besides New York and the New York area to find out who my audience is. In other parts of the country, it might be very different from my audience in New York City.
Is it important for you to be out as a musician?
Well, I think it's important to be honest as a person, to be who you are, and to not hide parts of yourself. I think that when you do that, you end up being very fragmented and unhappy. So I think that it's important just in general to be who you are. And if that means being out, then it's being out. I mean, for me, whether or not I would be out as a musician was never really a question. I'm just far too neurotic to be closeted about it. yeah, that's, I guess, what I have to say about that.
Tell us about the song Let It Go.
I'm a very analytical person, and I've tried to train myself out of being so much in my head and being quite so ponderous about everything. So it's sort of about taking chances and risks and blossoming and kind of getting out of that analytical headspace.
People tell me I read too much into things. People tell me I'm just saying dress up the things you do. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it. People tell me drunk words can't hold water, but I know that is when I speak the truth. So trip on sober. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it.
Of what song that you've written are you the most proud, and why?
I think in the course of working on the album, the song that grew to be my favorite was Advent of You. It was one of those songs that, you know, comes from a very personal place. Some songs are hard to write, but you know that you need to do it. And Advent of You is that kind of song. And also because I arranged the horn parts with Mike McGinnis, who's my sax player and the co-producer of the album. And that was something I'd never attempted to do before. And so he wrote a part and I wrote a part, and we got together and we decided those parts made sense together, and we used both of them. So I was very happy with how that turned out, and excited. I'm excited about doing more of that kind of work.
So I'd like to take this chance with you, 'cause I have had enough of this being alone. But I am a loner, and I have rarely shared a room, and I am to having all the covers. Don't expect that's gonna change. In the advent of you and I have bad habits. I throw fits, have sulky moods. I drink my milk straight from the carton. Don't expect that's gonna change. With the advent of you, and I'll have excuses for my immobility. And though I push you away, I hope you'll insist I let you stay. For the advent of me.
How do you write a song?
That really depends, actually. There are some songs that you write in a great big rush very quickly, and then there are some songs where I have lots of little pieces, and the pieces don't necessarily seem to be related to one another. And then somewhere along the line, they kind of, you know, pipe up and tell me, hey, we're actually part of the same song, and so they become fused in some way. And some things I write over the course of quite a while, and you know, maybe I have all of the music, but I'm stuck on the lyrics, or I write a certain point, but I don't know where else I want to take it in terms of a bridge. So it's just different with every piece.
Another song I'd like to hear about is Dorothy's Reply.
Dorothy's Reply is actually the second song that I wrote with a sort of Wizard of Oz motif. The first one is Mr. Wizard, which I decided not to put on this album because I like Dorothy's Reply better. On one level, it's a metaphor about the music industry and, you know, this wacky land of Oz that we're all trying to get to, and what kind of hoops do you jump through and, you know, to get there. But on another level, it's kind of about just sort of trusting your internal compass. I've gotten emails from people about both those songs who, it surprised me the ways in which they were inspired by them. I got an email from a woman who said that Mr. Wizard helped her through her divorce, which was just a very surprising way for someone to respond to it for me. So I think that, you know, the underlying idea in Dorothy's Reply is trusting your own judgment about how to get where you're going.
Dorothy strikes with the pen again. She was a nerdy girl, and words were her weapon of choice. So she picked up her guitar and gave it a voice. You know, I'm not the kind to hold a grudge. I sing these things off my chest straight away, and I always keep an appetite. This should I dish out, so I grab a fork and need to share. Yeah. You suggest I surrender. Well, I Never knew that there was a war. I came, I saw, I clicked my ruby red heels, and I was out your door. Well, you run a pretty impressive city. I know it can't be easy being green, but you got a bunch of disgruntled munchkins. I'm just the loudest one that you've seen. Because the Wicked Witch of the West, she already put me through the test. Said, girl, you better change out of the blue gingham dress, cause from here on out's gonna be a mess. And those damn winged monkeys really freaked us out. They were furious and funky, and the trees blossomed through things this way. Nice that it can't get the chops dodge, you better turn back. She's watching through things this way, and that's it again. Get the chop start. You better turn back.
How did you pick Ready for the title?
Well, when I was trying to decide what to call the album, the first thing I did was I went through the song titles and the lyrics, and I tried to kind of think about what ideas and themes might be running through it. And for me, most of the songs on here are about some kind of layer of becoming open to something, becoming open to love, becoming open to expressing your desire, taking chances, taking following your dreams, you know, taking the risk of being honest. And so as I kind of looked through all of them, Ready seemed to be the idea that kind of brought all of the songs together. And then, you know, on the other hand, it was also a matter of, it became a joke, because it took so long to actually do the CD. You know, it used to be on our website, it would say, oh, we're going to have it this month, and then, you know, it'd be 2 months later, and I think, you know, now it's a year later from the first time I promised people that, you know, a CD would be ready. So I sort of couldn't resist poking fun at myself.
Okay, I've got one more song I want to ask Allison about, and it's my favorite from her album. But before I do that, I want to thank her for the interview, and thank you for listening. This is J.D. Doyle with a Queer Music Heritage New Music Spotlight. My regular show can be heard on Queer Voices on KPFT on the fourth Monday of the month, and you can also listen to this interview at my website at www.queermusicheritage.com. Now back to Allison. Her debut CD is called Ready, and you can find out more about her at www.allisontartaglia.com. And Tartaglia is spelled T-A-R-T-A-L-I-A. I want to close this segment with my favorite song from the album. It's called Absolutely Fabulous. I've seen her perform this one, and I think it's a delight. And yes, it was inspired by the British television show. Allison, please tell us about Absolutely Fabulous.
I wrote Absolutely Fabulous while I was on tour, actually, with a theater company, and I wrote it about another company member who ended up becoming a good friend of mine, and like a lot of songs, I guess, on the album, the whole record really is about sort of being ready for different things and blossoming in various ways, and so I think it would be fair to say that I was kind of an uptight girl. And suddenly I was, you know, in this van with all of these very gregarious and outrageous actors, you know, which of course I'd done before. I was a, you know, theater major all through school and did a lot of shows downtown. But, you know, living with people 24/7 is very different. And so she sort of encouraged me to find my wild side, and to be a little bit more adventurous and glamorous, and so that's sort of, you know, we became the Abfab girls, you know, that it became a joke amongst the cast that we were Patsy and Adina running around with our bottle of vodka, mixing vodka gimlets, and you know, dressing up in feather boas. So that's what that song is about.
Tricks. black feather boa. Starry night knows back as in me quick. Battle still dangling from my fingertips. Making it through the hoodoo's lounge. And nothing can stop us now. Nothing can stop us now. Swan out and let the lady of the luck sing. Come on and let it sing. Will you be the patsy to my Adina?